CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
That right there. We've got Cherry Glazer, brand new track from them. That is Wasted None. It's a single, hopefully promising more. Cherry Glazer, of course, is coming to town in a couple weeks. Check them out if you get the chance. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you this week and every week as I do Tuesdays, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. And very excited to not be alone in the booth today. I'm joined by my dear, dear pal, Callan. Hello.
Hi, Mel Woods.
How are you doing, Callan?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah? You pumped? What are you excited about today?
I'm excited to listen to some awesome tunes by some female artists. And don't disappoint me.
Yeah? Okay. That's exciting. I'm excited to have you here. Radio gets so lonely sometimes, you know? It's a space of me, you out there in Radio Litverse. And we're hanging out together. But I don't get to see your lovely face. So sometimes it's nice to have another lovely face in here with me.
And you have a lovely face, so it's nice to be looking
at
yours.
Oh my gosh, it's the joining of the lovely faces over the airwaves today. It's an exciting day here on Gosh, is it already January 21st today? That's crazy. Time is flying. 22nd.
Yep. It's almost 11 months till Christmas.
Oh my God. That's dark. I don't know if I'm ready for that, but I guess I have got to be. And I hope you are too. I hope you're having a good day wherever you are, whatever you are getting up to. It's a damp one out there, so hope you're staying dry. I hope you're my like envision of you Radioverse right now, cuddled up next to a fire with a warm cup of coffee, tea, hot chocolate, hot cocoa, whatever it may be for you. I hope you're getting all cozy. I hope you're having a nice cozy old time and taking care of yourself, whatever that may look like for you. So we're going to show you some good cozy tunes today, I think. And first up, actually, I'm going to share a tune from somebody I'm very excited about right now. Recently announced as this year's guest curator for Sled Island. And if you are a regular listener to the program, you will know that I love Sled Island with all my heart. It's my favorite music festival. I went last year in Calgary. I went the year before that. Always good stuff. And very excited this year. It's going to be curated by Julian Baker. And she is younger than me, which makes me feel very unaccomplished. It's like, have I ever curated a music festival? No, she's like 21 and she's curating like Western Canada's biggest and best music festival. That's crazy to me.
It's pretty impressive.
I know. And she also makes amazing music. So we're going to listen to a track from her right now. And then me and Callum both will be back in a bit. So this track is Happy to Be Here from Julian Baker and is off of her album Turn Out the Lights from 2017. It's a good one. It's a great one. Get your Sled Island vibes going here on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon and we'll be back in a bit.
If I could do what I want, I would become an electrician. I'd climb inside my ears and I would rearrange the wires in my brain. Different me would be inhabiting this body. I'd have two cars, a garage, and a job, and I would go to church on Sunday. A diagram of faulty circuitry explains how I was made. Now the engineer is listening as I voice all my complaints from an orchestra of shaking metal keeping me awake. I was just wondering if there's any way that you made a mistake. Cause I miss you the way that I miss nicotine. If it makes me feel better, how bad could it be? Well, I heard there's a fix for everything. Well, then why, then why, then why, then why not me? First of April saw the sickening repair. Wore my best shirt to the clinic, decorated with a laminate name. No one is laughing from an audience of folding plastic chairs. And I'm not fooled when you tell me that you're glad I came. Am I honest to admit just a hypocrite? I know I should be being optimistic, but I'm doubtful I can change. Grit my teeth and strive to act deserving when I know there is nowhere I can hide from your humanity. Thank you.
And fading out in the background there, we have the Sophistocrats with Good Intentions off of their new album, Together. Before that, we heard another new one that came from Only a Visitor off of their album, Technicolor Education. The track was Big and Small. And then kicking off the set, we had Sled Island 2019 guest curator Julian Baker with Happy to Be Here off of Turn Out the Lights. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you on this beautiful, dreary, rainy Tuesday evening, along with my pal Callan. Hello.
Hello again.
Hello again. How's the radioverse treating you so far?
You know, it's nice and warm in here, so I'm not complaining.
Honestly, there's nothing warmer than community radio, both like physically and like emotionally, I'd say.
That's actually
correct?
Probably very,
yeah.
Yes, that is,
yeah, it's very
true.
Warm. Yeah. It's nice. It's cozy. And after this, we're going to go and get cozy later this evening. What are we doing, Callan?
Oh, we are grabbing us a bottle of wine and watching The Bachelor.
Yes, in Radioland, I think it is important to quantify the fact that I, Mel Woods, noted homosexual, have never watched The Bachelor.
What?
I know. I don't plan to. I had no plans to.
What have you been doing for the last 10 years of your life, Mel Woods?
Watching other trash, frankly. Watching a lot of Food Network shows. I don't know if you know, on Netflix, there's a new documentary about competitive cat shows. So I feel like, The Arrangement. Have you heard of The Arrangement?
I don't think I have.
Oh, you'd love The Arrangement. The Arrangement is a reality competition floral design show.
Oh, I thought it was about dating.
No, it's about arranging flowers.
I don't know if I'm as interested anymore.
But it's hosted by a whole bunch of like B-list celebrities, and it's like weirdly sexual. It's very amusing to me. My partner and I binged the whole thing last summer. Would recommend Radioland. Netflix, The Arrangement, there's only one season of it. And there's a lot of weird innuendos made about floral design. So,
well, there are 23 seasons of The Bachelor. So
there are, and apparently I have some catching up to do.
You absolutely do.
So for the uninitiated, Why The Bachelor?
Why The Bachelor?
As noted Bachelor correspondent Callan joins me today on the program.
You know, there's something about watching a bunch of people who are just antsy for the spotlight fight over one person. And I think it makes me feel way better about my dating life. I'm not going to lie. It's just, I feel like at least I only have to vie for one man's attention on my own. It's just a better situation.
This is true. I think that's actually what like reality TV like that in general does, is it either makes us feel better about ourselves, or it's almost like masochistic nihilism.
Yeah.
Like I watched the new Tidying Up show with Marie Kondo. I like to just like sit in my mess. So like my house is a disaster. My apartment's a total mess, Radioland. And I like to just sit surrounded by the mess and watch the Tidying Up show and just be like, well, that'd be nice. And then just never do anything to remedy my situation.
See, it's funny because when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I watch Hoarders, and then everything is great again.
Oh, then you just need to make yourself feel better about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. You gotta flip it over. Mm,
that's how I feel about Nailed It on Netflix, too. It's the cooking show where they try and make things off of like Instagram, but they're just like bad cooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love to feel better about myself. So, Rayland, take this as a cue. Let my terrible tales of woe in my own life make you feel better about yourself. Whether it is me sitting in a pile of filth watching Marie Kondo, or watching the same movie at a theater a week apart because I'm trash, but it's a good movie. Whatever it is that you are doing, find that joy in your life too. That's my advice. What sparks joy? Maybe it's not cleaning up, and that's okay.
Maybe it's The Bachelor.
Maybe it's The Bachelor, and Radioland, I will report back to you next week with my intensive review of The Bachelor, as it sounds like this is going to be a weekly thing. I'm going to be inexplicably tied between radio and The Bachelor from now on.
Absolutely. You can provide the weekly updates for everybody.
Get ready. New segment. Callan's going to come on, be my official Bachelor correspondent every week. Give us all the deets, the updates, the lowdown.
Can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for The Bachelor, let's listen to some more music. And in the vein of The Bachelor, the spirit of The Bachelor, I'm going to pull up an oldie but a goodie classic track coming from Slater Kinney, who we all know and love. And this one's called Entertain, because I'm prepared to be entertained this evening, Callan.
If you're not, then you're never invited back after that.
Oh, God, that's a threat. Well, gosh darn it. Let's get entertained by Slater Kinney at the very least and hope The Bachelor pleases me. So this is Entertain. It's the live version off of their Live in Paris album. And then we'll be back on the program in a bit to talk more Bachelor, maybe less Bachelor. We'll see. Enjoy.
I won't see my dear friends as much. Male friends especially, I'll no longer be in touch. I'll change my hobbies to match yours. I'll stop reading my favorite books. I won't spend all the selfish time alone. I'll cater to you and hang on your every word. I'll be subservient and spineless. I'll lick your boots as empty shells.
Are you looking for a short escape? This January, join the Vancouver Short Film Festival on a journey through 39 films made by BC filmmakers. The festival features 5 90-minute screenings, door prizes, and the opportunity to rub shoulders with BC's up-and-coming filmmakers. You don't want to miss this. With a ticket to any screening, you can attend the opening and closing parties and revel in the amazing work cooked up by talented local filmmakers. Keep it short at the 2019 Vancouver Short Film Festival on January 25th and 26th at the Van City Theatre. For more information, head to vsff.com. All screenings are 19+.
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
We'll be right back.
And fading out right now in the background, we've got Toronto Grace group Tallies with Trains and Snow off of their self-titled album, Tallies. Before that, we heard an oldie but a goodie, a classic, throwing it back with a little bit of Alanis Morissette. That was Spineless off the album So-Called Chaos. That is one of those tracks where, like, you probably haven't heard that specific track before, but you listen to it and you're like, oh, it's Alanis Morissette.
I haven't, and I love
Callum Alanis. Was in the booth and was like, who is this? It's Alanis.
Hometown proud. I'm from Ottawa.
Is she from Ottawa?
She's from Ottawa.
Oh. I knew she was Canadian. I just wasn't sure what part of... I knew she was, like, vaguely Ontario. And, like, for me, having grown up on the prairies and the West Coast my whole life, Ontario is just kind of like this monolithic thing.
I mean, I'm not going to start saying that Ontario is the center of the universe, but... got to be careful here.
We're going to duel it out on the radio. And then, of course, before Alanis, we heard from my loves, Slater Kinney. The track was Spineless off their album So-Called Chaos. And remember, Radioland, hold deep in your heart knowing that Slater Kinney and St. Vincent are collaborating this year. At some point in 2019, we're going to get new Slater Kinney music produced by St. Vincent. And I swear that when that announcement came out, every single queer woman I follow on Twitter lost their collective minds, including myself. So you better believe that as soon as that music hits the world, it's going to be hitting these airwaves because I'm so excited. You're listening to Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. It is 5:45. Still got about 15 minutes left in the program. And that is 15 minutes of fun hanging out with me, Mel Woods, and guest bachelor correspondent Callan. That's your formal title now. That's how it works.
I think that's fine. I mean, I can just start spewing facts at any point.
Honestly, that's a superpower. And you must use it for good, not evil. Very important.
Do my best.
Thank you. Thank you for your best. And thank you for coming on the program today. I'm a big fan of radio friendship. It's a big thing that I preach and support is the idea of hanging out, making good radio together and sharing it with all of my friends out there in the world, even the ones I haven't met yet. And I do genuinely hope you're having a great day wherever you may be. I hope you're staying dry. I hope you're getting cozy. Hope you're eating good food, taking care of yourself. A big conversation today at lunch about the importance of like cooking and making real food for yourself, whatever it may be. I packed myself a fancy sandwich today. Like, I'm talking like sourdough rye, garlic aioli, spinach, prosciutto salami, provolone, all like sandwiched all nice together. And it was very tasty and nutritious and delicious. And I felt very satisfied with myself. And so I recommend find your own version of a fancy sourdough rye prosciutto salami sandwich, whatever that is. Does not have to be a sourdough rye prosciutto salami sandwich. Maybe it is snuggling with your cat, or maybe it is soup, or maybe it is a smoothie, or maybe it is a protein bar, whatever it is. Eat food. I'm bad at that sometimes. I look at Callan, who had one meal today, and it was tater tots.
No, I'm thinking about meatball subs right now from Subway. Those are my, that just warms me in every
Let's get a meatball sub after this. That's the plan. Radio Line, go get a meatball sub. That's the official Callan recommendation.
They're the cheapest, one of the cheapest options on the menu.
They're cheap, they're protein rich, they're tasty. I've recently discovered them. I really came around on them. I've been a long time cold cut combo fan for cheap options. Then when I got a little bit more money in my life, I'm upgraded to a chicken bacon ranch. But the meatball sub, and putting ranch on a meatball sub, which I've done.
I don't know how I feel about that, Mel Woods.
Strongly. Positive.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. Anyways, we're going to give you a few more tunes before Callan and I come back and debate the merits of ranch dressing on meatball subs. Next up, we're going to be listening to a recommendation that came from a friend today. I was sitting in our student lounge at my grad school, throwing out snowballs, looking for new music, as I always do, because, you know, hosting this program every week, I want to bring you guys new exciting things, and I want to find new exciting things for myself. So this one that we're going to listen to next came on recommendation from my pal Annie, a Swedish artist called Leon. So we're going to listen to her track called Surround Me, and then we'll be back in a bit here on CITR.
Wasn't gonna go out, I was gonna stay in. Another Friday night on my own. Then I started drinking, my phone it started ringing. I got my shit and walked out the door. I get stupid. Whoa.
the moonlight. I just want you to touch me. I don't wanna waste no time. You don't even know me, but I want you to show me what it feels like to be alive.
And that right there, ending a little quickly on me there, Medicinals from PJ Harvey off the album The Hope Six Demolition Project. That one caught me off guard there. Shout out to artists. Don't put 10 seconds of random silence at the end of your songs. Maybe it's an artistic choice. I guess that's fair. But you always catch your local community radio host by surprise. But still a good track nonetheless. And then before that, we heard from Leon with Surround Me. And yeah. Radioland, we're coming to the end of the program. It's so sad. How are you feeling about the end of the program, Callan?
I'm still nice and cozy, and I loved Leon.
That was a good way to wrap up.
Almost.
Oh, we're not quite wrapped up yet, but it has been great having you join me as the official, unofficial Into the Woods Bachelor correspondent.
And Subway connoisseur.
Yeah, and meatball sub. Those are really two kind of disparate specialties, the meatball sub and the Bachelor.
You know, I've never eaten a meatball sub while watching The Bachelor.
We can change that tonight.
I think that needs to be a thing now.
Let's make it a thing. It's going to become an important part about this Bachelor evening that we're about to have meatball subs.
And then I can just throw the meatballs singularly at the females. Maybe I shouldn't. It's not my TV. Maybe that's not a good idea.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll have to see if Larissa's down with that. But it has been nice having you join me.
Enjoyed it.
And we have one more track for you today, Radioland, and it is one I'm excited about in a few different dimensions. First of all, there was an eclipse this weekend. Eclipses are cool. I feel like every second week the moon is doing some sort of fancy thing these days. Like there's always some sort of super blood panther moon going on all the time. And this weekend was no exception. There was a lunar eclipse and a super wolf blood moon. Is that correct?
Sounds about right.
Happening on a Sunday night. Both Callan and I were out for our part-time jobs staff party that evening. And we saw the eclipse. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I should have stepped outside.
You saw it through the window, right?
I saw it through the window.
Yeah, I saw it outside. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Figured prominently on my Instagram story that night. And it made me think about the last eclipse that I witnessed, which was the solar eclipse a couple of years ago in the summer. And at the time, I was working at CJSW, the community radio station, back in Calgary, Alberta. And it was like 3 in the afternoon. And our program director at the time went out and preempted whatever was on the radio at the time to go on as the eclipse was happening, give all the people out there safe eclipse tips. Don't look directly at it. Use a pinhole camera, et cetera, et cetera. And then play this song. And so in honor of our eclipse from this past weekend and my joyous spirit and also my just karaoke spirit that I've had for the last couple weeks of wanting to do karaoke, I give you the greatest karaoke song of all time, one of the greatest songs of all time, and really just a mood that I think you should just take into your Tuesday evening, Radioland. Think about this as the biggest mood of all. And of course, I'm talking about Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart. One of the greatest songs ever made. Are we correct, Callan?
Oh, you were absolutely correct.
Yes. And so my hope, Radioland, wherever you may be, whether you're in your car, on the beach, walking home, riding the bus, cleaning up Marie Kondo style, whatever it is that you're up to, my wish to you is stop, sit down, and turn around. Bright eyes. That's corny, but we're going to go with it anyways. I'll be back here next week, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. here on Into the Woods. Let's listen to a little bit of Bonnie Tyler. Thanks for joining me, Callan. It's been great.
Thank you, Mel.
And we'll be back next week.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
I can do.
total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Total eclipse of the heart.